Good morning, Aggieland. Welcome to Waterful Wednesday. Here's your next lesson in how to become a water geek. This week, we're taking a closer look at your water meter. For most customers, the water meter is going to be in front of the property toward the street, but on some oddly shaped lots, it might be in the driveway or even behind a fence. Knowing how to read your water meter is important so you can understand what's normal for you and how to spot a possible leak. Our meters are read and billing is based on the first four digits from left to right. The fourth digit on the right is the thousands place. For example, when that digit moves from 3 to 4, that means 1,000 gallons was used. The previous month's reading is subtracted from the current month's reading, and that difference is your consumption. The next thing to look for is the leak indicator. This may be a spinning dial or a triangle or a plus sign on a digital water meter. If any water is being used, the leak indicator will be moving. A slow leak is often the culprit behind an unexpected high water bill. To check this, make sure no water is being used inside or outside your home, read the meter left to right, wait about 10 minutes, and if the meter has recorded any usage, you may have a leak. Meters are read around the same time each month, 12 times each year, but the actual date will vary from customer to customer and month to month. Most customers' usage is consistent throughout the year, but if you notice a sudden jump, it's time to compare your bills, check your meter for leaks, and consider if you've changed anything, like maybe you irrigated more. It's not uncommon for a customer to tell me they haven't changed anything, but they still got a higher bill. And when we review, they went from watering 2 days a week to 3 days, and their usage dramatically increased. I'm Jennifer Nations. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and become a water geek.